بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of عمدة الأحكام, and we are on the chapter of the merits of the congregational prayers and its obligation, and we gave the introduction on the matter of explaining the obligation of the congregational prayers and the merits and benefits of the congregational prayers in the first talk under this chapter. And tonight, inshallah, we will go to the first hadith under this chapter, and this is the hadith of Abdullah bin Umar, hadith number 55. An Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال صلاة الجماعة أفضل من صلاة الفذ بسبع وعشرين درجة. صلاة الجماعة أفضل من صلاة الفذ بسبع وعشرين درجة. The salah in congregation exceeds in merits the salah of the individual praying alone by 27 degrees. This is the narration by Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we spoke about the biography of Abdullah bin Umar ibn al-Khattab when we discussed hadith number 13. What is the subject matter? The subject matter of this hadith is the merit of Salat al-Jama'ah. The merit of Salat al-Jama'ah. And we came to know that the congregational prayer is highly meritorious, and there are many benefits, social, individual, religious benefits, and also worldly benefits in that. And in this hadith, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma tells that the Prophet ﷺ made clear the merit of Salat al-Jama'ah, that it exceeds in reward the Salah of the individual praying alone by 27 times. And the Islamic congregations fall into the following categories. Once in a lifetime, and this is the Hajj. This is the Hajj, the pilgrimage. The second is yearly congregations, yearly, annual, and this is the two Eid festivals. The third is weekly. The third is weekly, and that is the Friday congregation. The third is weekly, and this is the Friday congregation. And the fourth is daily. Daily, and this refers to the five congregational prayers. The five congregational prayers. And fifthly, that which is attached to a cause. That which is attached to a cause, like the prayers of Kusuf due to the eclipse of the sun or the moon, or the congregational prayer of Istisqa, seeking rain. These are occasional, and they are based on these causes. So this hadith makes clear the merit of Salat al-Jama'ah, and it should be known, as we discussed earlier, the Salat al-Jama'ah is established by two people, at least, an imam and a ma'mum. an imam, the one who leads the prayer, and the ma'mum who is led. Why? Because in this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, it is better than the salah of the individual. And so this indicates that the least of the congregation is two. Also, this proves that the salah of the individual, if performed due to an excuse, is valid. And if performed without an excuse, is valid, however there is sin upon the person, as not to conclude it in the congregational prayer. This is in linkage to our discussion earlier about the obligation of the salah in the masjid for men. Here you heard that the salah in congregation is better in reward, and this still better in reward than the salah in done alone, the individual doing it alone. And this indicates that the worship may vary in merits, may vary in terms of their merits, as follows. In comparison, the salah is better than the zakah and better than siyam, than fasting. So this is in reference to comparison. The merit of salah is better than the zakah and better than the fasting. Second, in relation to types, worship may exceed other worship in reference to types, with relation to types. Like, the fard is better than the nafil. The obligation is better than the optional. This is more meritorious in type. Also, the worship may be more meritorious with respect to the individual. So, the congregational prayer is better than the prayer of the individual, and the salah of those who are in khushu', in tranquility, is better than the salah of those who lack khushu' in their salah. Fayyib. Now, the same action, on the other hand, the same action, which from all angles is on the same level, may be different in merit from two angles, may differ in its merit from four angles, rather. With respect to time, the same action may be better at certain times than other times. The same action may be better in certain times than other times. The Prophet ﷺ said, no righteous deeds are more meritorious and beloved to Allah, rather, than the deeds done in these days, meaning the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Right? Is that clear? So there is now preference in time, although it's the same worship, so it could be better at certain times than others. Is that right? Is that clear to you? this first angle. Is that clear?
La ilaha illallah.
طيب. Also, in respect to the place. In respect to the place. The Prophet ﷺ said the salah at his mosque or in his masjid is 1,000 times more rewarding than other than his masjid, except al-masjid al-haram. Except al-masjid al-haram. You see the difference now? In terms of the merit, the same action being more meritorious with regard to time and with regard to what? Place. Right? Clear now? Clear so far? Third, with respect to the doer. With respect to the doer himself. With respect to the doer himself. A person may be better than another. In this case, we remember the companions. The fourth, the action. Does it transcend in its effect or it doesn't? The same action. Does it transcend in its effect and thus be better or not? Take for example the feeding of the poor. The feeding of the poor. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Balad chapter 90 verse 14 أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مسغبة. Or giving food in a day of hunger. This is better than the other normal days. Is that clear? The day of hunger where there is much need. So you see how now the same action, the same action differs in terms of its merit depending on what? Four things. Depending on four things. Can someone repeat them now? Can someone repeat them? Time, place, the doer, and the action itself. The nature of the action itself. Is that right? Is that clear, I mean? Yeah. And, okay, now, with respect to worship, the merits of worship differ in four cases in relation to, first, you tell me, in relation to, first, in relation to, by, with respect to others, they differ in comparison. The first, the salah is better than the zakah, is better than the siyam. Okay, the second. Types. the fard is better than the nafil. Third, individuals. Naam. The salah in congregation is better than the salah alone by the individual. Fourth, or this is it, the three. Naam. Is this now clear, inshallah ta'ala? And also they want tranquility, and this is the same, under the same one, the individual. Now, so this includes or concludes the explanation of this hadith. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad, ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.